nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline
greed
in the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street
is being failed.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. The economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Good morning. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on the radio. I'm Troy Harmon. I'm here this week with KC Smith and Jennifer Thomas, a couple of CFPs from our planning department at Hensler Financial.
How are you guys?
Good, Troy.
How are you? Good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing fine as frog hair, split both ways.
I don't know what you just said, but yeah, I'll go with that.
Whatever, right? I got it. So we got the market acting up a little bit these days. I think everybody's worried about a rate increase. What do you think?
I think so. I mean, it seems like that's been the talk for, I don't know, a couple of years now, it seems like. But finally going to get some news. I guess, does the Fed meet next week? Is that when they meet again to
no,
say that they're going to?
They meet. We record the show on Thursday afternoon. They meet tomorrow.
Okay.
Is that right? No, that's not right. They meet next week.
Next week. See? Yeah. Never doubt
we
me.
Get GDP tomorrow.
Gotcha.
KC, you're right. Why should I doubt you?
That's what I'm saying.
If you look at options implied, probability of a rate increase in November, it's
showing they're not going to do anything before the election, right?
18%.
Really?
So, yeah, not likely. 18% probability. December meeting, mid-December, is expected around 72%.
Oh, so wow. It's gone up.
We finally got over 50%, and it's been creeping up. I think we were in the low 60s last time we had a show, and now we're looking at probability of a 25 basis point rate hike, so 0.25% increase, which will be the first one that we've seen in a year if it actually happens in December. And you know what's strange? We look at earnings season has been very active this week. But as far as changes in the market, S&P 500 is down 36 basis points, 0.36% since we last were on the show. Financials index, what do you think?
It's up.
Leading. So 1.2% tells you probably a yield curve steepening. That's usually what we see there. So the longer maturities are higher, a little bit more than the low end.
Right.
So we've seen a steepening in the yield curve. It's very minimal.
Interestingly enough, easy for me to say, the utilities is second on that.
If that's not enough to boggle your mind. So usually what happens is interest rates increase, utilities prices go down because they're looked at as yield-like securities.
Right.
So, you know, we look at the dividend.
Bond
yield.
Proxies.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, they're up 58 basis points. Financials are up 1.2%. At the very bottom is real estate, which actually makes sense as well. As interest rates increase, their cost of capital is directly impacted, as is all other companies. But they're down 3.6% this week, and that's our newest sector on the S&P 500. Mm-hmm. We've got the classification just broke real estate out from financials. I forget the percentage. It's like 3% or so on the overall S&P 500. You get in some of the smaller cap spaces, and it's actually significantly higher than that. But definitely an interesting week on Wall Street when we see all these, you know, we see the yield curve steepening a little bit. Financials do well, but so do utilities. Information technology was slightly down, 0.15%. But really on the two ends of the spectrum that matter most, we got market overall down 36 basis points. Financials, utilities, consumer staples all positive. And the biggest losers, real estate, consumer discretionary, and material stocks.
Yeah, real estate down almost 4% on the week. That's a pretty steep drop for a one-week period. So,
yeah, absolutely. Year-to-date, we're still sitting positive for the S&P 500, 6.22% overall. Energy up 17.4%. Utilities still hanging in there with about 14.5% gain. We do have two sectors now that are negative. Healthcare, which has been getting beaten up. You could argue it's regulation that's kind of the wet blanket on that party.
Yeah.
Healthcare down 2.5%. And real estate down 1.7%.
Is any of that the healthcare decline factoring in maybe some changes coming down from for the Affordable Care Act potentially? Are they?
It very well could be. If you watch that whole scenario closely, all the large insurers have actually dropped off of the healthcare exchange
right.
associated with the ACA. I did see Aetna's CEO. This week on television talking a little bit about what's going on with that. He doesn't expect that Aetna will go back on the exchange until at least another couple of years, until he sees significant changes in the legislation and regulation around the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, as most people know that by. So we're about halfway through earnings season. As far as a tally for overall, earnings surprise 5.89%, sales surprise positive 0.85%. Earnings have grown 2.6% overall for the S&P 500. Sales growth is just shy of 2%. Big spots to look at: energy, earnings growth negative 93.5%. Biggest grower, healthcare. Now, why is healthcare down again, Casey? Is it because their earnings grew at 16.27%?
Yeah,
that's got to be.
That's
right?
Got to be. Yeah, you would think that
makes.
Well, it's just like we talked about last week on the show when we were talking about energy. You know, this energy earnings are getting crushed relative to a year ago.
Right.
But the surprise. I mean, that's the leading sector in the S&P right now. So,
right.
You know, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, of course it
does. Where I sit.
Right.
That's why I let you do the stock picking.
Yeah, all right. Thanks. Utilities earnings are actually really positive too, 18.72% growth in the third quarter of 2016, 25% growth in materials. Some of those names you have seen getting beaten up, like I say, materials, one of those negatives on the year overall,
mm-hmm.
Earnings up 25%. In the third quarter.
Yeah.
Make some sense out of it if you want to.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we have quite a few economic releases this week, starting with the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, accelerated in the 3 months ended in August. There's, you know, you do the math, there's about a two-month lag in the data that gets reported here. Growth in the 20-city composite index was 5.1%, which is a bit better than it's been. Previous month was 5% flat. So I look at it on a year-over-year basis. Do we have that number? 4.3% up relative to July, which was at 4.2%.
Yeah.
Consumer confidence. We have consumer confidence fading just a bit. We had a drop of 4.9 points to 98.6, which is a three-month low in consumer confidence. Present conditions and expectations both took a substantial hit.
One thing that was positive as far as consumer confidence goes is income expectations were an area that did show improvement. So
absolutely, yeah.
People are a little bit more comfortable in the fact that they think they're going to earn what they earned last year and maybe even grow that going forward. So we're starting to see a little bit more confidence in jobs and employment.
Right, yeah. I tell you, I always marvel at this consumer confidence survey and how they do it. They just basically go around and ask people with, you know, just an everyday person, not necessarily an economist for sure, what they think. And why does it matter? Because consumers drive our
yeah.
economy.
Mm-hmm. But, consumer economy.
So whether they are their guesses or their estimations are educated or not, it's still their confidence that you're looking for, and that's what you get. MBA mortgage applications were up this week. This is a weekly number we talk about constantly, 0.6% higher for the overall composite index. Refinance index declined 0.8%, and the purchase index was actually positive 3%,
yeah,
which 3%. That was a little similar,
surprising, isn't it?
Yeah, that was similar to last week as well. You know, we had a slight positive on the composite with refinances down and purchases up a little bit. It is very strange to have, you know, after school has started and, you know, before the holiday season kicks in, that you see an increase in that index.
But yeah, new home sales also up pretty big from the previous month. So you're seeing sales increase 3.1% from August and up 29.8% from September a year ago.
Right.
That's pretty steep.
Yeah. A couple of other things. We had jobless claims come out, and there's very minimal changes. Slight increase again this week. And durable goods fell by 0.1% in September when it was expected to be just a little bit higher. You know, we got lots of information on earnings. If we get a few minutes later on, we'll come back to that. But, guys, I think we probably ought to take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to Money Talks. Y'all stick around.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.